This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: he's ignored me through it all. Dear Stephen Shirley, my fiance can be very evil when he does not get his way. He's used to having all of my attention, but since I moved my younger sister in, he's had an attitude because I have to spend a lot of time with my sister. She's pregnant and my mom can't deal with her, so I took her in. My husband was on board at first, but now he's upset all the time. He thinks my sister should be pulling her weight around the house, and I don't want her to do too much because she's young and having a high-risk pregnancy. My husband ignores me, her, and our dog when he gets an attitude. I can hold an entire conversation with him, and he ignores me. If we're having sex, he's totally engaged, but will not open his mouth. I have done that for the last time because it crushes my spirit. He's passionate and doing all of the things, but he won't say a word, so it makes me feel like a tramp. I cooked a big birthday meal for him Sunday, and he ate dinner with us and didn't say one word. He got up and washed the dishes in silence. The next day, my sister had a doctor's appointment that I couldn't take her, to because of her work. He took her and they rode in total silence. My sister said next time she'd rather take the bus than ride in a hostile car. I told him that he was dead wrong for ignoring her. He looked at me while I was talking, but didn't say a word. I do not know what's going on in his mind. To make matters worse, my family is involved now since my sister is living with me. His behavior is very hurtful. Stephen Shirley, how can I get through to him so he'll stop all this nonsense? Well, I don't know that you can get through to him because you are engaged to a child and you're calling him your husband too. So I'm assuming you guys are planning to get married at some point. At the beginning of the letter, you say my fiance. Because I don't know what grown man walks around the house not speaking. Women do that, I know, but not men. They can't hold it for a long time. You see, you did say he was on board with your sister moving in at first, but now he has a problem with it because he's not getting enough attention. He sounds just so immature. The one thing about women is that we're nurturers naturally, and we're going to take care of way more than just one person at a time. And that's what you're doing with your younger pregnant sister. It's just what we do as women. We take care of people. You said you're still having sex with him. You're still talking to him and you're cooking for him, right? Well, he doesn't even talk to you. How does this work? He said your sister should be pulling her weight, but come on, she's in a high-risk pregnancy. She could lose a baby or something could go wrong in the pregnancy if she's under too much stress. He shouldn't have agreed to her staying there. That's what he just shouldn't have done that in the first place, since he's acting a fool now. The good thing is that this situation won't last forever. She will have the baby one day, and she needs you right now, but this has shown you who your fiance or your husband really is and how he treats you when he doesn't get his way. So believe him and know that marriage is not going to change who he is. Steve?
A couple of firsts in this letter. I know a guy like that.
That won't talk?
Yeah. Okay. And ain't no relationships worked out for him. No. He an old fool by himself right now. Still, and I see him every now and then. Cool dude. But he, when it comes to a relationship, he don't get it.
He's clueless.
Because relationship, you have to have relations.
Yeah.
You have to be able to relate to someone else. That's really what we're talking about. He doesn't have a skill. He's missing a major skill set. It's called communication.
Yeah.
It's called it being in touch with your feelings. This he's stupid.
Baby. Yes.
You know, you'll say your fiance can be very evil. I guess you can call it evil, but man, this dude right here, he next level. Evil is not the word. It's something else. I don't know if I found it yet. He's used to having all my attention, but I had to move my younger sister in because she's in pregnancy and her mother couldn't deal with it. She's in high-risk pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
So she took her in. Your husband was on board at first.
Yeah.
But now he's upset all the time. Now, he thinks the young lady should be pulling her weight around the house. She says she don't want her to do too much because she's in a high-risk pregnancy. Okay, now, he don't understand that?
Hey.
See, bruh, are you listening? Pregnancies are difficult anyway. Every woman I've ever seen have a baby, they carry it well, but it looks challenging.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, I couldn't do it. And I already know I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks challenging. But then to get it laid out that you are now in a high-risk pregnancy, that's scary for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
To be carrying a baby and to know something could possibly go wrong or be wrong.
Absolutely.
That's rough, man. That is so rough, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband ignores me, her, and our dog when he gets an attitude, which, well, it seems to be all the time. I can hold an entire conversation with me. He ignores me. If we're having sex, he's totally engaged but will not open his mouth. Have done that to me for the last time because it crushes my spirit. He's passionate in all the things he's doing, but he won't say a word. So it makes me feel like a tramp. What is wrong with this dude right here? Man, your dude's stupid.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he's ignored me through it all. We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Steve, let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, he's ignored me through it all.
Your fiance, what you're calling him, is something wrong with him. He's just off base. This dude right here ain't rap too good. He's ignoring you through it all. He don't talk to he. She had to move her sister in because she having a high risk pregnancy. He want her, the young girl, to pull her weight around the house. She don't want to do it much because she's in a high risk pregnancy. Now what man don't understand that? I mean, look, we've all looked at pregnancy, and not knowing what it is, it does look very, very challenging. I mean, I take my hat off when I see a woman walking around with the stomach can and making another human being, which only they can do. And then to have one that's high risk, meaning you could be carrying a baby where something could go wrong or might be wrong. That's that. And every moment of the day, they got to think about this, man. So, dog, pull up. What's wrong with you? Anyway, he's entire. You can have an entire conversation with him. He ignore you. If you're having sex, he's totally engaged, but he won't open his mouth. I done that for the last time because it make me feel like a tramp.
Wow.
Well, dog, cut him off. Why you had to stop? Having sex with somebody ain't even talking to you. How'd he get to sex? What y'all say for that? Boy, man, bye. I cooked a big birthday meal for him Sunday, and he ate dinner with us and did not say a word. He got up, washed the dishes in silence. The next day, my sister had a doctor's appointment. I couldn't take her because of work. He took her and rolled in total silence. Man, your man is stupid. And my sister said next time she'd rather take the bus than ride in a hostile car. I told him that he was dead wrong for ignoring her. He looked at me while I was talking, but he didn't say a word. I do not know what's going on in his mind. To make matters worse, my family's involved now since my sister's living with me. His behavior is very hurtful. Steve and Shirley, how can I get through to him so he can stop this nonsense? Why are you trying to marry this man? Why you live with him? Okay, first of all, let me give you some advice. You're getting a clear picture of who he is. Now, let me ask you something else. What's going to happen when the big things start happening? How he going to handle the big stuff? Because right now, your sister just moving in temporarily. That's all. He ain't talking to nobody in the house. Y'all having sex, he ain't talking. Y'all through, he ain't talking. You cooked your birthday dinner, he ain't talking. Ain't nobody said thank you, nothing. He just over there just grunting and swallowing. Breathing. This dude is stupid, man. I'm going to tell you something. First of all, he's self-centered. He's very self-centered. He only sees and it's about him. You said it at the top of the letter. He said he's used to having all my attention. Well, a lot of things in life is going to require other attention go elsewhere.
Yeah.
And this is how he acts when he gets it. And y'all ain't even got to the big stuff. What would happen if something happened to your parents? What are you going to do? I think he's a narcissist. But hear what I really think. I think he a serial killer.
What?
Yeah, I think I'd consider moving out real soon. What you need to start doing is looking out in the garage. Just walk through the garage. If you see any hefty bags, see a roll of duct tape, if you see a new boat.
How did you get that, Steve? Come to that.
Boat is key.
Well, he ain't talking.
Uh-huh.
He ain't talking.
Yeah.
But he thinking something now.
Yeah.
So if you think, because you constantly have to think if you're not going to talk. So
okay.
If you're constantly thinking, what is he thinking that he can't say?
Yeah.
You got to start thinking about this. Something is going on in his mind and it ain't good. I'm telling you, it ain't good.
Okay.
I would consider.
Yeah.
I mean, look, lady, yeah. You got to do the math on this. But go out in that garage and look around. Open his trunk. Make sure ain't nothing coming in the house. You know, if you get a new deep freezer, you might want to look at that.
What?
Just a new deep freezer. Y'all ain't even got that much meat. But if you just got to see a new deep freeze outside, just something you need to consider.
But she did say, you're right, she did say, I do not know what's going on in his mind.
I'm telling you, it's a lot going on and he ain't saying. Is he start digging around in the backyard? You better start looking at all this here. You know, you see any cylinder blocks laying around, bungee cords? I'm just telling you stuff you need to start looking for. You need bags of cement. You need to start looking. Heavy chains. Got to start looking. Tell you right now, get on his computer. Look through the history. See what he's looking up. You know, cyanide. You see stuff popping up, you know.
I just don't know how he can do this.
You just look up how to kill your sister-in-law. Look all this stuff up.
What in the world?
There'd be searches. They'd be finding this on people's phone, on people's computer. I'm just telling you, need to be careful.
All right. You can post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.